What is day-to-day life like in Israel, far from the stories that make the headlines? Few of us in America think of it as a place where people work and play, and where, for most people, life goes on as it would in any other country. It's a perspective that's best understood from within through the viewpoint of its citizens. And more than 50 of those voices are heard in Israeli Life and Leisure in the 21st Century, which was edited by Michael Leitner and his wife Sarah. And Michael is with us this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here today.
You know, I think I'm probably like a lot of people in having my initial reaction be leisure, right? Who thinks of that as happening in this, you know, nation that is in a fairly constant state of struggle?
Right. Leisure is an important aspect of, it's the most important aspect of life in terms of determining quality of life. Leisure is defined as simply free time.
Yeah.
The time in which you can choose to do what you want to do. And the activities that Israelis do in their leisure really is a reflection of their life, of the culture, of the society. And so it's very important to understand it to really get an accurate picture of what Israel today is.
You've seen a lot of particularly sports activity mm-hmm. as a leisure activity and how it creates bonds among the people who take part in it, right?
That's right. One section of the book, and the book has 55 chapters, one section of the book is devoted to different chapters on different recreational programs that bring together Arabs and Jews, Palestinians and Israelis in a positive way to improve attitudes. We have chapters on ice hockey for peace, ultimate frisbee for peace, soccer for peace, and other programs, taking an in-depth view of how are these programs conducted, how do they work, what effects are they having on attitudes. And it can't help but give you some optimism, a positive outlook for the prospects, the possibilities of peace, even in these times when just so recently there was a conflict.
In team sports, you have to rely on the people you're stuck with on your team,
right,
no matter who they are.
Right.
And that inevitably changes the way you look at them, right?
Exactly. As I was involved this summer in a program called the Friendship Games. It was a basketball tournament for 1 week with athletes from different countries, from Jordan, from Palestinians, from Israelis. And I spoke with one Palestinian young man. He said he used to hate Jews. He hated Jews, but one day he had to play on a team with a Jew who he particularly hated. But they had to pass the ball to each other in order to win the game.
Yeah.
And then he started to like him a little more, and then they started playing more together. Now they're best friends. They visit each other's homes and celebrate holidays together. And these are the kinds of changes that can occur through sports and other recreational programs.
And, you know, I bet when he was in that state of mind where he said he hated Jews, he might not have known exactly why.
Exactly. And now, to the importance of the book, you know, there are people who have never been to Israel, never been there, really know very little about it, but perhaps even in a faraway, peaceful place like Hawaii, for some reason, decide that they hate Israel, maybe because of things they've read in the media and so forth. The book is attempting to really open the eyes of the public. It's intended for the general public as well as a book that will be used at universities, but for the general public to really understand, what is Israel? What is this country? It's not just a country that fights wars and defends itself. It's a country that has a unique communal living arrangement that exists nowhere else in the world called the kibbutz. It's a country that is choreographing new folk dances every day. It's a country that has tennis centers located throughout the country. It's a country that has fantastic beaches, a country that has more museums per capita than anywhere in the world, a country that, despite all its challenges, has citizens that are among the happiest in the world. And how can they be among the happiest in the world when they face economic challenges, security challenges? And the book reveals this, as well as the incredible diversity of the population. There are chapters about the older population in Israel, many of whom don't speak the language of Hebrew, about the Arab minority in Israel, about the ultra-Orthodox Jewish minority in Israel, and many different aspects of the society.
You wonder sometimes, I wonder about the life of nations as being the life of people, where you have certain attitudes when you're young, certain attitudes when you're middle-aged. You know, we've seen in the past nations that became great but grew old, declined, you know, the Roman Empire. And I wonder if America, 200-plus years on, hasn't maybe lost some of that new nation esprit de corps. Because I think you see that in Israel, don't you?
Absolutely. It's a country that's building. It's changing all the time. The character, it's amazing what it's accomplished since its creation in 1948.
Which is just nothing in historical time, right?
It's nothing, despite all the challenges that it's been facing and, you know, security concerns. Yes, absolutely.
The stereotype of the warrior nation. It's not just the warrior nation, it's the warrior desert nation.
Right.
One of the things I saw in your book was that something like one-third of its land is parkland, our national park, our recreational land, you know, for people's use.
Absolutely. One-third, yes, of the country is devoted to that, even though it's a very densely populated country. Yes.
There's an emphasis on open space.
There's an emphasis on open space, on quality of life. There are some similarities between Israel and Hawaii, which you wouldn't think, you know, those two. But they're very similar in terms of the beaches, the emphasis on family, family closeness, strong culture, music, and sense of togetherness.
Are you optimistic for Israel?
I'm very optimistic for Israel. There's so much positive energy. I work with fantastic people. Just the book, putting this book together, we didn't know at first, well, how could we write such a book? You know, how many people would be interested in contributing? And the response we got was overwhelming. You know, we have over 50 authors, each having expertise in the areas that they wrote about, who contributed and devoted their time and energy to this. I mean, this is a unique book because we have so many experts in different areas who have contributed to it. If I may just quote Shimon Peres, who was a former Nobel Peace Prize winner and former president of Israel, who said that this book is notable in its scope and reach and is an impressive work that takes one on a journey across the country, across society, and across different ages and interests. And it really is unique in that way, that it is so in-depth and so broad, and can give the reader a real understanding of what this country is today.
So a journey well worth taking, Michael. Thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Michael Leitner and his wife Sarah are the editors of Israeli Life and Leisure in the 21st Century, just released by Sagamore Publishing, and you can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
תדבר, תדבר.